Welcome to the Garage Series. We are coming to you this week from New Orleans. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
I'm Mark Cashman.
So we're here to talk about not just the clients this week, but everything across
everything.
The whole stack.
Everything.
So we're talking about SharePoint, Exchange,
Link,
even Yammer.
Yeah.
And we're going to work all
Don't
of that
office
in.
Office client.
To see Office client as well, to see if we can be productive across the entire stack and how that looks.
Yeah, and we're going to see everything that all of these products coming together, what it contributes and gives you.
And speaking of being productive, last week
you went wild.
I went crazy wild.
Crazy wild.
I actually wanted to see if I could be productive in the harshest of conditions.
Yeah.
So I took Office and all the services around it, went out to the bayou with a local stuntman.
And made it back intact.
Awesome. So pretty cool stuff, but we'll see how it ends up at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Before we start though, let's lead off with today's trivia question.
True or false? You can share a single file from SharePoint Online with an external user.
Stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show. So Mark, we've got all these different places where we're storing data. If you think about email and SharePoint and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
How does that really look? Let's take a quick look in terms of the information architecture where all
this
stuff is
let's
kept.
Let's start with the end user. What's their...
So we have our end user and I'm an awesome drawer.
And the center of gravity for them is going to be, in this scenario, Outlook.
So he's probably typically using email.
Yep. And we're going to see an email come in, and then it's going to be going to Exchange, because that's where you got naturally have email.
Right. So the email itself is sitting inside of your Exchange server by default, right?
By default. And we don't want to change that or move it from there. But it does have an attachment, which is a document, different type of content.
And one of the things that you don't want to do with email, obviously, is once it goes to one person, he doesn't want to forward it out to 10 other people and have them all edit it, because then it's crazy when it comes back in 10 different versions.
Yeah, so let's put the document in a place where you can centrally manage it. That's
so
going to be...
So what we can then do is take that and actually throw that into a different data store, basically throw it inside of SharePoint.
So we got it down in SharePoint.
Because we want, what, one version of the truth, right?
One version of the truth. We don't want to email attachments all around. We want, once we get it inside, we want to put it in SharePoint and start managing it from there.
Right, and so the nice thing is, too, we can be inside our boundary.
Yep, so this is company A.
But if we want to, we can also take that file, and even the individual file, and move that guy outside to maybe another organization.
Another different country, different company, different
and
everything.
And let's see, this is my attempt at drawing Australia.
That's beautiful.
So I've actually got a full end-to-end demo we'll both work on.
Yeah, yeah. So what are we sharing here, the file or a link to the file?
We're going to share a link to the file, obviously, and then I can do other things like use web apps and everything to actually view the file.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've actually called on the co-host of the Garage Series, Yoni Kirsch, in Australia, and we're going to work through how somebody would be able to share a file externally. We can jam on it internally and then present it back to the customer.
How are we going to talk to Yoni at a distance? What other technology are we going to take advantage of here? Link?
Of course, we're going to use email, we're going to use Link, and we're going to use all the multi-party HD video, all of that stuff that we can do, all in one cohesive end-to-end kind of flow.
And then to drive up a little bit of enterprise social, once we get our final product, we want to use Yammer to share that information with the rest of the company.
Right, let's do it. So all the story starts in Australia, so let's take a
look.
Let's
go to Australia.
So we're going to involve our friend Yoni here, our other Garage Series co-host, and he's actually going to help us out from Australia. And really, let's take a look at where that doc's going to go. So actually, it's going to start out as an email that we're sending from Sydney, and it's going to come to Seattle. At that point, we're going to want to take that file and actually put it in SharePoint, because the last thing I want to do is communicate that to 10 or 15 other people in email.
You want one single source of truth, especially with something like an RFP.
Right, so now I can send a link down to you, to Mark in this case, and then we can send out to more reviewers of the document, and we can actually look at that, and then once we're all finished, we can take that file and send a link back to the requester of the proposal, so, Yoni, to approve it or deny that
proposal. But we can still manage the document in place while he gets full view and be able to approve it or decline it.
Right. So let's go ahead and roll through the actual the demonstration itself.
Okay.
Yoni's going to write the RFP, so he's graciously accepted to do this live via satellite from Sydney, Australia. He's attaching his RFP.
Good day, Yoni.
He's attaching his RFP inside of Outlook.com, which is obviously outside of our, you know, Exchange Online and internal environment.
Totally different company. You and I work for one. He works for another.
All right. So he's sending that out.
Yep.
Now I can go into my full desktop client. And the nice thing is I've already got a site mailbox. So I can take his email and move that in. So that's now in Exchange in the site mailbox. I can take his document, importantly, and move that into the document share.
So that's pretty huge.
Site.
Through Outlook, you're putting mail where mail should be, and you're putting the document into SharePoint so you can manage it better.
And from the normal user perspective, it looks like he's just storing it in a folder in Outlook. So he doesn't even know necessarily it's in SharePoint. But now when I look inside of SharePoint, I'll be able to find the document that I just saved, request for proposal. It's sitting there as I expected it to be inside of my Northwind Traders site. And now if I go into the mailbox in this particular app, I can look at what's in Exchange, the mail message, which is there and it's on file. Yep. So all of that is now centrally stored for the rest of the team to see and the rest of the team to work on from one source of truth.
Definitely.
Now I need to find people to help me with the document. So I'm going to go ahead and go into SharePoint and look for people that know about the Bayou.
So you're using the expertise search based on keywords or documents that people have created.
Feel free to mention me in a post or ask me directly about the topics, Bayou in New Orleans. So as I normally do, I randomly ping people in my organization for information.
You're pinging me. You found me about
and
the Bayou.
And I've never talked to you before in my life, but I'm going to ask you, hey, Mark, can I ask you about the Bayou? And of course you can.
You
being the accommodating guy that you are, you agreed to do that. So
I do live down in the Bayou. I should know something about it. So yes.
But it is kind of a strange question you got out of the blue. So I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to do here. Obviously, I'm trying to schedule a trip or plan a trip with my pal Yoni and his colleagues.
Yep.
And you being the gracious guy that you are, you're going to help me with that. Awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm going to go ahead and send you the RFP that Yoni sent to me. But now I can only, if I want to, I just have to send you the link.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you just send the link. Because once we start working on it, then we don't have versions everywhere. We just have that single document that you and I can always return to and work on at the same time.
And I can control exactly who it goes to and all that stuff. Because I don't want that RFP to go to a competitor, maybe, that document.
That's true.
So now we've agreed to work on the file together. We've got the kind of rough sketch of what we want to do.
Yeah.
In terms of that, I want to make sure that the trip itself has that New Orleans flair. It's in the proposal itself, but just reiterate the fact that he wants to see music, cuisine, the swamp flavors,
alligators,
all that stuff.
Oh yeah, the swamp boats will be awesome. Cruising them around, that'd be great.
So all that stuff, and because you know the area well, you're the man to help me out.
Yeah. We'll map out such an awesome trip.
You were, as we found, the only person who had Bayou in their profile. So
you know when you're born with Bayou in the blood.
So we'll save it centrally. We'll co-author it. So now I'm in the web app,
awesome.
And you can see both of us are on the app at the same time.
Yeah. I'm going to work on the top section because I think that's where I can help the most right away.
Right.
We can talk about the trip to Louisiana. And
I can see where you're working, which is kind of cool. And when I hit the save icon there, I will see all your changes propagate. If everything's highlighted, I can see exactly what text you changed right from the doc. So now let's open that up to a few more reviewers.
Yeah, sure. Let's call them in.
We've called in Amanda and Celine to have a look at our file as well to make sure that we're covering our bases, making sure that we're still profitable with this trip in the end, that we're not.
And we got a lot of people going full HD video here in Link.
Yeah, the nice thing is, you know, we've optimized it for performance. We can do 5 tiles with live HD. You know, when we get to more than 5, we want to obviously, you know, make sure
bandwidth
the network and bandwidth and everything.
But certainly
it's great.
Experience.
See exactly what everybody's doing.
Yeah, I'm in the document. Looks like you're in the document. Amanda's also in the document.
Yes, and we're all using different devices to work on it. So now I can send that back to Yoni. And the cool thing is here is I can actually share him a link just to the file from where we were all just working.
Yep. So you're sending him, instead of sending him an email back as he sent to you, you're sending him a link based on the document that we've all been working on.
Right, and we only have to send him permissions to get to that one file, not the whole
site.
That's right.
Because we might be working on 10 other proposals.
Right.
And if we send it just on this document, he can see just it.
And I'm reviewing that through him. He's looking at the price, balking a little bit at the price.
Oh,
but he
don't
looks
change
okay.
it. I hope he doesn't change it.
Not giving me any indication as to whether or not he likes it quite yet, but he looks a little bit happy now.
Come on.
Cool. All right. So he looks like he's ready awesome. To go. So now what do you do when you're done selling something?
You celebrate, and certainly you share with others in your company. So I think you should use Yammer to spread the word, the good news.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and post to Yammer that, hey, team, pack your bags. We're going to the bayou.
Yeah.
So Yoni has accepted our proposal. We're excited about that. And now we can actually do some cool work in the bayou and really bring
we'll warm up the crocodiles and the boats for you guys.
Crocodiles again. No, it's alligators. But speaking of alligators and speaking of the bayou, we actually decided to see whether or not office could truly be productive from anywhere. So we took it to the harshest conditions in New Orleans, to the swamp, to do a test of office in wild conditions to see if we can be productive. So let's roll the clip. So we're out here in the Louisiana swamp. We want to see if we can put office to the test and really be productive from anywhere. I'm looking for the most dangerous locations. I got my friend Jeff Galpin, a survivalist, with me.
Welcome to my backyard, the swamps. Probably the wildest, baddest place I know. So you think you're ready?
Well, I think I'm up to the challenge. I got my Windows phone. Of course, it's gonna have 4G connection. It looks like right now we're connected.
You're not gonna get 4G in there.
We'll get 4G in there sometimes, but you know, when we're offline, that will work too. But of course, I got to start with installing Office first. Then we're gonna really put it to work. You ready to get started?
You ready to get started?
Sure, I am. Let's go.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so we're about the best place to start as we can be. I have 7 things I want to do to stay productive with Office. What I want to do is install Office. I'm going to stream it right from the cloud. Then once I'm done with that, I want to write a Word doc. And then after that, I'm going to take that Trip Report Word doc, convert that to PowerPoint. I want to tell all of my coworkers about that on SharePoint and through Yammer. I want to save it to SharePoint. And then when I'm finished, I want to make sure I set up a meeting to review that with some of my coworkers. We're going to call them on Link and look at all of the content I just generated in the next 30 minutes. So I've got 30 minutes to get all this stuff done. You think I can do it?
We're going to see. How's your signal over here?
Let's have a look. Right now, I have 3 bars and 4G. I'm ready to stream Office.
All right, you're lucky. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Watch out, we have a little friend here.
Oh, wow. Who's going to watch us stream Office? Let's get our first thing done, so we don't have Office installed on this machine yet. Thankfully, I still got about 3 bars of 4G connectivity here.
How long will this take?
It'll just take a minute or two, and then once we're done, it doesn't matter if we have a connection or not, because we can still get work done. Because the next couple of tasks, I've got to write a Word doc, so I'm going to use the full Word client, and then I'm going to build a PowerPoint presentation. When I get back online, I'll save all that stuff to SharePoint and connect to Yammer, but all the stuff I want to do now will work once the app's completely installed and ready to go, and it looks like it is right about now.
All right, let's go.
Now, these trees are pretty cool. I'm going to take a couple of pics.
Take your dish.
Nice. I've got a couple of good photos now. I can make my trip report.
Hey! up here on the high ground.
All right, so I've got one more minute to do the last task and make my call. Dude, I gotta make a call here. Guys, you're never gonna believe this. I got all my work done.
Man, those crocodiles were ferocious.
Crocodiles? Those are alligators. What are you thinking? We're in Louisiana, man.
Still, though, man, you're a hardcore workaholic. That was crazy.
That was so much fun to shoot. We had a real stuntman with us. He could actually work with all of these animals, and no animals were harmed during the filming of this,
obviously. They were animatronic animals, right?
No, those were real, live alligators here on set. So all that stuff that we did, and we also not only covered that, but we also had trivia at the beginning of the show.
True or false? You can share a single file from SharePoint Online with an external user.
So it's a great answer. True. You can share a single file from SharePoint Online with an external user. Used to be at the site level, right?
Right. And I used to always, I still get this question all the time. I just want to share that one thing, not the whole site.
I've got one specific document that I want to share, and I want to share it easily externally.
So totally super possible. Cool functionality with SharePoint Online that we can do now.
Yeah.
We covered a lot of ground also with
we
Exchange.
I think we showed everything.
Site mailboxes, all the
Link,
stuff that a...
HD video.
Exactly. All stuff that any user might do in order to... communicate with other colleagues, review stuff, you know,
inside the
co-author,
outside with people.
Just a bunch of stuff. So all of this and more can be found at Microsoft.com/garage. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.